In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I keep hearing a certain refrain right now in our nation, whether it is in news stories or social media or in conversation. Again and again, I hear this same refrain. It goes something like this: we are living in divided times, or this might be one of, if not the most divided time in our history. Maybe you have read this sentiment or heard it spoken. It is a compelling refrain. It rings true. I know that I cannot remember a time in my own life when the divisions and the tensions from them have felt so strong. But as best I can, I try to be a student of history, to try to keep the times I am living in, the events I watch unfold, the events I am a part of, I try to keep those grounded in a larger historical perspective. So yes, we do indeed live in divided times, but this is not the first, and I do not know if we can really say it is the worst. We do not need to look too far back, just to the 1960s and the civil rights movement. The divisions then were deep and powerful. They played out in every corner of our civic and public life. Ballot boxes, courtrooms, Capitol buildings, schools, out in the streets. For anyone who lived through those times, I bet many of them wondered at some point, will we make it through this? Peer back further in our history, and we see that the turn of the 20th century, the nation was in upheaval. The first two decades of the 1900s are littered with protests, strikes, riots. This civil unrest erupted around issues of race, immigration, labor. I imagine that many of the people who lived through those times wondered, will we make it through this? Look further back, and perhaps we find when this nation was most divided, when the tensions led to a civil war, a nation divided, a house divided, brother against brother. I believe the same question must have been asked by the people who lived through that time. Will we make it through this? It's important to keep our nation's history in mind because it is our history. It is our story, and it has shaped and formed the world we live in today. It teaches us that we face many of the same problems today as we have in the past. People have taken up positions on opposite sides before. Issues of politics, economics, race, culture. These are not new divisions. And those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. But of course, we gathered here today share a history that stretches back centuries past the history of our nation. We who have been baptized by holy water and the Holy Spirit share in the history of the Christian faith. Just like any history, any story, it is important that we keep focused on it, that we allow it to help us put ourselves and our times into a larger context. Today we hear the words of a prayer Jesus made. First, I think it's important we take note of when Jesus made this prayer. It is on the eve of his passion, before his night of anguish spent in the garden, before he would be betrayed and put into the hands of sinners. This is one of the last things he does before the events of his passion begin to unfold. This is one of the last things he does before he makes the ultimate sacrifice, before he gives everything for the world. It is a prayer for us, a prayer for his followers and for those who believe in him. As always, it is us, those whom Jesus loves, that are on his mind, that are in his heart. turns the attention of this prayer on us, praying, Father, I ask that they may all be one. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. We should not be surprised by this prayer. It gives voice to what Jesus has continually taught us by both word and deed. Jesus has continually called humanity together to be united as one. Sinners, they are no longer meant to be shunned. Jesus sits down and shares meals with them, breaks bread with them, and calls his followers to join him at the table. The unclean, they are no longer meant to be kept on the fringes of society, despised and scorned for their perceived faults and failings. Jesus approaches them and lays hands on them and makes them clean, makes them worthy, makes them holy. Jesus shows them that they are valued and treasured by him, and he calls his followers to value and treasure them the same. The stranger in need, they are meant to be embraced and offered help. Jesus teaches his followers that when we turn our eyes away from them, we turn our eyes away from him. Jesus teaches his followers that when we deny the least of these, we deny him. If you look to our history, you will find moments of division. If you look at our nation today, you will find division. There has been and there is divides. In response to this, Jesus continues to offer his prayer for us, continues to pray on our behalf. Jesus prays that we all might be united, brought together, bound together by his love. If you want to see the response to that prayer, if you want to see a vision of the world that is about bringing people together, then you have to look no further than this altar, this table. It is here where we can find the prayer of Jesus made manifest, where all people regardless of race or gender, class or party, age or culture, all people are called together. Brought together by the love of Jesus Christ, bound together just as the Father and the Son of the Trinity are bound together. Here is a vision, a reality that this divided world so desperately needs to see. I believe for us, our responsibility as Christians is to not ask the question alone of, will we make it through this? Our duty is to add our voice to the voice of Jesus, to add our prayer to the prayer of Jesus, that we pray that we may all be one as the Father and Son are one, that we pray we may have the strength, the courage, the grace to love as Jesus loves, to love everyone, even our enemies, as Jesus loves everyone. And then maybe our response to the question can be, we will make it through this with God's help. We will heal the wounds. We will bridge the divide with God's help. We will live out our lives united by and in the love of Jesus Christ. Together, we will come to know the love Jesus has for us all. And we will show his glory in the world, living side by side in peace. Amen.